CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 11th. Today's word is pandemonium, spelled P-A-N-D-E-M-O-N-I-U-M. Pandemonium is a noun that means, when capitalized, the capital of hell in Milton's Paradise Lost, or the infernal regions, a synonym of hell. When pandemonium is not capitalized, it can mean more broadly a wild uproar or tumult. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Alexander M. Ross. Chernowin's score includes eruptions of orchestral, vocal, and electronic pandemonium that evoke with unnerving immediacy the chaos of battle and its aftermath. When John Milton needed a name for the gathering place of all demons for Paradise Lost, he turned to the classics, as any sensible 17th century writer would. Pandemonium, as the capital of hell is known in the epic poem, combines the Greek prefix pan, meaning all, with the late Latin daimonium, meaning evil spirit. Daimonium itself traces back to the far more innocuous Greek word daimon, meaning spirit or deity. Over time, pandemonium came to designate all of hell and was used as well for earthbound dens of iniquity. By the late 18th century, the word implied a place or state of confusion or uproar, and from there it didn't take long for pandemonium to become associated with states of utter disorder and wildness. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.